you will be able to focus on the essentials. You will be able to learn from each mistake and build on every success. If unchanging purposes guide your church, you will be able to work on fulfilling those purposes better each passing year. Momentum will work in your favor. The more your members understand and commit to your purposes, the stronger your church will be. Of course, in this condensation, I'm not able to share all the details that are covered in the book. In fact, we've just covered the first two parts of a five-part book. We've looked at seeing the big picture and the myths of growth, and we've talked about how to become a purpose-driven church. In the remaining sections of the book, I talk about how you reach out to your community, how you bring in a crowd, and how you build up the church by turning attenders into members, by developing mature members, and by turning members into ministers. I want to encourage you to obtain a copy of the Purpose-Driven Church book, which contains 11 more chapters. These are the practical applications of the principles we talked about on this tape. In closing, let me say that one of my hobbies is gardening. I think one of the reasons I enjoy it so much is because it fits the way God wired up my personality. I love to watch things grow. I've always been fascinated by the different ways plants develop. No two plants grow in the same way, at the same rate, or to the same size. Each plant's growth pattern is unique. The same is true of churches. No two churches will grow in identical ways. God intends for your church to be unique. Of all the growth patterns I've observed as a gardener, the growth of the Chinese bamboo tree is the most amazing to me.